music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. It's the Kelly Alexander Show.
We couldn't ask for a better way to celebrate our 300th show than by speaking to this amazing artist who just shines love and light wherever he goes. Rob Vincent is a very talented dancer and choreographer who has worked with top talent like Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, Ricky Martin, and Janet Jackson. Rob is here to discuss his phenomenal career and what it was like on stage and behind the scenes of Janet Jackson's tremendously successful Velvet Rope World Tour that was a must-see event back in the late 90s. We're very happy when this artist agreed to join us on the show. He's had a fantastic career in dance, working with the likes of Christina Aguilera, Brandy, Ricky Martin, Destiny's Child, and touring with Janet Jackson during her Velvet Rope tour back in the late 90s. Robert Vincent, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Glad to be on.
Awesome. I'm so happy. You joined us briefly for an interview we did several weeks back with Mike Andrews, and now we're happy to talk to you exclusively about your career. And so thank you for doing this.
You're very, very welcome.
Awesome. So I'll start off by asking, with regards to dance, did you know as a kid that that was a career you were headed towards, or did you fall into it?
No, I just fell into it. It was pretty much like a runaway mechanism.
So how did you get your, like, did you go to dance class, or were you found in the clubs? Like, what happened?
No, actually, I started in high school. A group of guys was just, those are guys that used to hang around the lunch table making sounds on the tables and people beatboxing around. And one of the guys turned around and said, "Hey, we're a pretty good crew. Hey, I was thinking about doing this dance competition thing. Would you guys be interested in doing?" And I said, "Yeah." You know, I had no idea I could dance, but I told him, "Yeah, anyway."
So what happened, like, with regards to that? So you did the dance competition, and then did you start taking class, or...?
No, I'm pretty much self-taught. I taught myself how to dance. I just, when it came to techniques, I just add certain dancers for if it was considered jazz or some contemporary thing, I just would ask, how does that move work? And they just give me the basics, and I just go home and practice. With the dance competition thing, you know, we had a little bunch of runaround because it was a new group. The group was called the Teasers, not with a Z, not an S. And we wore sombreros and waiter attire.
Nice.
And we went down there, and the one company didn't want us to be on stage, so we went to another production, and we wind up battling top dance group at the time, and we wound up winning that competition.
Now, what would you say was your first big break? Like, how did you start to get known as a dancer around Los Angeles?
My big break was when I was 18. I was actually dancing with a dancer who danced with Madonna, Oliver Cruz. And we did a video together. It was an artist by the name of Desiree Coleman, who was founded by Patti LaBelle. And the background vocals was the Burt family, Gerald LaVette Burt family. So they hired us dancers to sing, lip sing the background. So it was the first time they actually hired what they were called street dancers versus some technical jazz company that would imitate like there was dance street dancers. So
And
that was a big break.
And so what happened after that?
Then after that, I thought it was a fun thing to do, and I started to pursue it a little bit and got a few gigs dancing with local artists and little small artists and other videos at this time.
And so what year would that have been, like, after the thing with Oliver?
During the time of the dinosaurs roaming? No, that was about... I landed the video in 1988. And then I started moving around, actually performing a lot in Japan and in L.A. At the time, when we went to Japan, Japan was just known for, like, locking, breaking, and popping. And me and my friend were the first couple of guys who went over there who actually taught them how to dance hip-hop.
And what was it like being over in Japan? Because I know from what I've read and seen for years, the Japanese culture loves American, like, hip-hop culture.
Yeah, they do. During the time, it was very, they didn't understand it, but going over there performing, doing the hip-hop, they loved it. They will just idolize anybody. Because I brought it over there, they would try to dress and look like me. So it was very, they when they like something, they will really love it.
Now, I remember when you were on the show with Mike, you mentioned that you met Janet well before you started to dance with her. So how did that come about? What year did you meet her, and how did that end up happening that you met her?
I met Janet in 1991, I should say. And so you used Bill Rope in 98. So Janet, 91. So it was a friend of mine. His name was Jazzy, who was friends with Renee. And Renee wanted to meet me because he heard about me because of my freestyle dancing in the circles all the time. And my friend Jazzy said, "Hey, Rob, Renee wanted to meet you." And I said, "Okay, good." And then one day, out of the blue, Renee and Jazzy thought it'd be a good idea to meet Janet. And I was like, "Meet who? Janet? Janet Jackson?" I was like, "Nah, you're kidding me. You're pulling my leg." And so they said, "Yeah." So Jazzy drove me over to their Malibu house. We walked in. I'm nervous. My heart is racing. You know, watch all these videos on there. So on the TV, you're like, "I'm about to be Janet Jackson." And my mom was happy, and she was like excited too. So we sat there. Janet comes down. Janet is shaking. And I'm like, looking at her like, "Why is she shaking?" And I'm shaking. And she goes, "Nice to meet you, Oliver. Nice to meet you, Jan." I said, "Why are you more nervous than I am?" She said, from a dancer perspective, you're known as a dancer. And so when another dancer meets someone with high quality as you, that's the nerve come from. And I'm like, "Oh." So she was looking at me more of a, like, "I'm a famous dancer, and here's this famous Janet Jackson thing going on." And I was like, it was kind of weird. I didn't expect that because I didn't see myself as a famous person. I just love what I did.
That's awesome. And so so that would have been like 91, you said, that you met her?
Yeah.
Was there an opportunity for you to get on the Janet tour, or were they already sort of, because I know she recorded the album in sort of 92 and obviously toured in 93. Was there talks of you being a part of that tour?
Yeah, the thing was this. There was actually a Japanese artist who was really close to Janet and Renee. And the deal was, I will work for the Japanese artist until Janet's ready to go on tour. And I said, "Okay, deal." So at that time, this is going to be kind of funny. It's kind of funny. So anyway, at that time, I was dancing with the Japanese artist. That was over. So Janet Kemp called me and said, "Hey, Rob, where are you? We're having this audition process in 93 for the Janet's tour. Janet would like you to be down here." And I told him, I actually told him no.
Whoa!
I said, no, I'm not going to come down here right now. You know, say, "What? Why?" It's just the audition. I was like, because at the time, what it was this. This was my dream. My dream was to dance for Janet Jackson, of course. But my dream wasn't fulfilled at that time. It wasn't like, I'm not ready for the world. That's what I was saying to myself. Meaning, like, when the world do see me, is going to be explosive. So at the time, I wasn't ready for Janet.
Wow.
I was nervous. I think my techniques and skills to be formed for Janet wasn't at this level where I wanted to be at. So I stepped back because I wanted to be on the tour without being ready.
That's amazing, Rob. That's like such a mature stance to take, because I think a lot of people have been like, "Forget it, fake it till you make it, I'm going."
Right. I completely waited. I mean, they called me 3 times. "Rob, we're doing callback. Why? At least come hang out." I was like, no. I can't do it because I didn't want control. I just didn't want to embarrass myself by having them going, "Rob, oh man, I really would love to have you, but is there a possibility that you can take like this type of class or this type of class and, you know, whatever?" So you're like, "I'm not ready."
Wow.
I'm so not ready. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so cool to know that you actually took a step back and kept sort of learning and then growing. That's fantastic. I love that story. When it came to, obviously a couple years go by and she does the Janet tour, and then, you know, Design of a Decade come out, doesn't really tour that, does the Runaway video. How did you then get, did they come back to you again in 97 for Velvet Rope?
Well, what they did was, actually what happened was, to go back to the video shoot Runaway, was they had this other guy who was still going to be in the video, but he wasn't available. So the best person they called was like, well, since Rob didn't do the tour or the audition, let's give Rob a try and have Rob do Runaway. And it was like, sure, because by this time, I have advanced. I had my techniques are getting better. I'm a little bit more freer. My freestyles become more powerful. So they called me up and say, Rob, Janet would like to hire you to do this runaway. Are you available? And I was like, yeah, I'm available. So I had to go to that Van Nuys hangar airport area, and they dressed me all up in all this African attire. And then that's when I sat there, and then it was really, really crazy. They're building this wall, and Janet's right in the middle, and they built this wall so the people on the other side wouldn't be a distraction to me. And I didn't understand what they were doing. I thought they were just doing it for the camera. So it was Janet, and then it's like how the Velvet Rope, when the book opened up, it was just like that too. Janet sitting in the chair,
yep.
And the wall. And then Janet asked, do you mind if I watch? I said, no problem. So, so it felt like I'm freestyling for Janet. That's my audience.
Wow.
And I did it. And all of a sudden they said, okay, go. Most of the time they'll say, okay, cut. Director said, cut. They played the whole song. And it was like, so Janet said, Rob, do you mind doing it again? I said, sure. Did it again all the way through it. They was like, I think we have more than enough. And normally you're used to hearing, all right, cut. No, they didn't say cut. They was like, are you tired? I was like, no, I'm not tired. It was like, you can do it again? I said, yeah. They was like, wow, this is amazing. So by this time, on the other side of the wall was all the dancers, every production, extra faces I didn't know, watching the TV screen, watching me freestyle. Wow. And it was just like dumbfounded. Like, you walked in, everybody got that big bully eyes, they stare at you. And I was like, what are they looking at? You crazy. Well, they were just amazed because they're like, we finally get to see Rob Vincent do this freestyle. And man, how did he just, woo, his creativity mindset is like crazy. So that's what set me off that I knew, okay, if Janet wanted me to come on the Velvet Rope tour, then I would say yes. Because by that time, if you have Janet Jackson staring like, and just wouldn't take her eyes and just dump like that stare of like, wow, you're ready.
Nice.
That's what I knew I was ready.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. And was that the first time then that you met, Tina and Kelly and Nikki and all the other dancers that were sort of part of Janet's Hardcore 4?
Well, I knew Kelly way before that. We did a movie in Canada before Kelly came to L.A. I knew Kelly. I knew Nikki since she was 16 years old. We used to do Young MC together.
Nice.
And that's the first time I met Seanette, the other camp. I already knew Omar. As a matter of fact, before Omar started dancing for Janet, we was all talking about, by this time, we're all like, kind of like family. I think we were building that friendship family at this time. And we were just talking about artists and dancers. And I remember I brought up Salt and Pepper. They said, what? I said, have you guys seen Salt and Pepper dancers? And everyone was like, no, what about them? I said, you got to see these guys. They have this flamboyant movement they do, and it's just like incredible. It's not like over the top, but the choreography is like completely amazing. And Omar was dancing for Salt and Pepper at the time. And that's when the attention to Omar, Salt and Pepper dancers started to get popular and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what made Omar stand out more.
When you finished the runaway thing, obviously then I guess the year went by and stuff. So did you have to really audition for Velvet Rope, or did they just sort of call you up and you were in?
My dream, of course, was I want to work with the most powerful artist without auditioning. And this time, instead of dancers calling me, Janet called me direct and say, hey, Rob, just want to let you know, you don't have to audition. We know you well enough to know you can do almost anything. And just come down to the callback to support. Now, when I got that phone call, agencies around L.A. was not happy. They was just down. They was just belittling me left and right. Well, Rob probably did it for a pay cut. Rob did this. Rob did that. I literally, when I walked, one guy had like a big, long speech about me. And when I walked in the facility, wherever he would go home because he thought I was going to confront him or make him embarrass him in front of everybody. That's not my character.
Nope.
My character is to make you shock, into shock when you see me before.
And so when you walked into the callback, so where had they sort of whittled down to a fair amount at that point? Like, did they kind of have their ideas? Yeah. Okay.
They had their ideas. I walked in, I was kind of nervous. I was like, wow, I got a call, wow, Janet called me and said, I don't have to audition. Ooh, okay. And I felt uncomfortable because it was like, I'm not daring to look at me like, who's that? I don't know him. I've never seen him dance in no dance studio. Who's that? It must be some street dancers. That bickering was almost all around me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, and during that time, my favorite person, of course, was Gil. When we first saw Gil, when Gil started auditioning. And of course, Mike Andrew, too, stood out, too.
When you guys, what was the process of sort of knowing that final eight then? Like, was there already a lock kind of thing? Like, I'm assuming, like you were a lock, basically, and Kelly had already danced with her for years. Were there any surprises? I guess Gil and Mike, maybe?
Gil was a surprise. They loved Gil because, he was young. He was alive. Every move he hit, he was, like, clean. You're like, I like that guy. We really liked Gil. And then Mike stood out because he had the jazz background, but he also do hip hop. So he was a good blend too. And I think they were pretty much finding somebody like, who can blend in with Rob and then Gil, blend between Gil and Rob. And of course you have Tyce Viorio, Keith Viorio, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call him, or whatever he chooses to be called at the time. And then, and they left the last men open because what happened was there was another gentleman they wanted to ask. And they asked my opinion about him. And I told them, you want to go with someone who was more accountable. And so that's when it gave Mike a try. Because we were going back and forth with Mike. And so then he decided to go with Mike. And I said, good, because Mike was young. Same age, similar age as Gil, and he's, of course, what we call hungry.
Mm-hmm.
he was starving, and he just looked like he was starving. So we were like, "Let's get him." He looked like he wants a picnic basket. So
that's fantastic.
Don't tell. I know Mike. I'm glad when you hear that. And so that's how they formed us: Mike, me, Tyce, or Keith, and Gil.
Wow.
And as for the, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. And for the girls, yep. Mm-hmm.
And as for the girl, Kelly, Nikki, they already, and Tina already, and Shaunette already danced for Janet. So they really, I think they were just looking for outskirt to stand out. I think they were looking for people like, if someone can outdo Nikki or Kelly or Shaunette, of course not going to outdo Tina. Yeah, we'll consider them, but at the time it was like whatever. And so, at the time, my kind of like favorite person was Teresa Espinoza. So that's how Teresa landed, because we were all in a nightclub. I used to teach Teresa how to battle guys in a circle to take them, make them, embarrass them. So of course you're gonna get Teresa.
That's all, and she did such a great job as swing. Like, she just would roll in there and kill it.
And then she, yes, exactly. And then when I hurt my knee, she had like a month or 2 months worth of dancing work. So
wow, that's crazy. And so when you guys all came together for that first rehearsal, the eight of you plus Janet, what was that like? Was there like ridiculous energy in the room?
I think for more of the girls, it was more like new blood, because they're like new guys. We're all new guys. It was like something I don't think they really focused on too many guys on the tour before like that besides Rhythm Nation, but mm-hmm. it's been a while, I guess. And I think they were way excited for that. So the energy level increased. I already knew Kelly and Nikki, first time meeting Shaunette, and I already knew Tina Landon. So I was getting better to knowing Tina Landon. So that grew. And so then once we started, it was like, and I had to take notes because of Tina Landon, because someone warned me, street knowledge people was like, oh, dude, be careful with Tina Landon. She's going to be drilling you with your dance moves. I was like, what? So that was the only information someone told me on the outside. Dude, do your move, but be clean and be slight. And don't argue with Tina, because she sees it way better than you would have,
Wow. So. Mama Bear Landon.
Yeah, she was. I mean, they had a thing, they used to think that I was, this mean, whore, I was going to be, big outburst if you correct me. Rob, can you raise your hand just a little bit higher? A little bit higher? What? This is uncomfortable. You know, I never had that instruction because I never danced in the studio. I wasn't raised in the studio.
Okay.
So I didn't know the structures of, you know, points and turns and how many turns and spotting. You're like, what? It's this language you're speaking.
Wow. That's crazy. And when you guys were learning the choreography, what was your favorite piece for the Velvet Rope Tour? Because there were so many amazing standout songs there, from obviously from the older material to the newer stuff. Did you enjoy, like, when they were created, Got Till It's Gone, for example?
Yeah, I love Got Till It's Gone. I love what Tina came up with that choreography. It was really settled, you know, and how the movement was flowing. Very, like Gil's, like, Hawaiian kind of feel. Water, wind and water. So I love when he did Got to His Gone, but my favorite one was Together Again. I love when that was created.
Tell us why.
So, well, because it was, you know, first, you know, Janet always have movements to her project. So this one was for the AIDS victim in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And because that movement made me, it was for a cure. So it was that movement made way shiny. It just made me feel good. It was a happy song. There was great hope to come out of this. So that's why I love that song. It's great hope is coming out of that song.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is dancer and choreographer Rob Vinson. Make sure you follow him on Instagram at Rob2, and that's 5 R's OB2. Talk to us about when Tina came in and said, you know, we're going to add some martial arts weapons to Rhythm Nation, and then whipped out the nunchucks. Were you guys, like, super excited, or were you worried you were going to take yourselves out?
I do nunchucks already, but I wasn't quite sure what was going to, the material was going to be like, but we was excited to learn. I was excited. I was like, oh, man. And fair enough, no one really, I don't think no one dropped their nunchucks. Out of all the shows, no one dropped their nunchucks.
That's awesome. And was it crazy in rehearsal with you guys trying to learn? Like, I'd heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard, like, Janet almost took herself out once and then sort of backed off for a couple of shows.
Yes. Yes. We was like, of course, dancers need money, so we're like, no, don't kill yourself, you know. Yeah. Yes. I forgot about that part. Yeah, she nearly clocked herself, and we was like, oh, man. You know, like, thank goodness it wasn't us that did it. So we were like, whoo, man, but we felt bad. You know, I think we had to take a break for a while until things got a little bit, until everyone calmed down or whatever. Because, you know, as dancers, you get nervous because the artist goes down. Tour's over.
Right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And when it came to, like, because you guys had these amazing props, like the martial arts weapons, of course, the skateboards in you. What was it like sort of running around in that leotard with the double face masks and skateboards?
Oh, why you bring that up? Oh, I hate... That was not my favorite outfit.
I'm sure not.
So they convinced me. There was two things that was going on. First of all, they brought in that thing called the dance belt. I don't know what that is, and I don't never seen it and never will wear it. And so they had, that was one issue with that, because I was like, I didn't know what to do with it. I see Gil jumping up and down with joy because that's what he learned and that's what he wore. You know, he was used to that. And I was like, I didn't understand this outfit. So that's number one. Number two, they told me that we were going to wear velvet rope pants on top of that. So they had to trick me to wear that into the concert. So the day, I mean, they got me good. They was like, we wore the velvet pants. I mean, run through, we wore the velvet pants. The whole entire time, I think the dancers knew, but they didn't tell me because they knew I would be very uncomfortable. And it was like, during showtime, they laid it out. I put it on, go, oh, where's the pants? What pants, Rob? What pants are you talking about? I said, no. I did not. Oh, man. It took me a while to go, dun, 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 dun. I don't like this. Dun, dun, dun. This is killing me. Dun, dun, dun. I don't like them. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my heart would race. I would sweat inside that mask because I was uncomfortable wearing that one piece.
Oh, my God. And how, like, when you guys finished, were you able to take it off? Because then I think you guys came back out in dress pants again, right, for the nasty section?
Yeah, well, no, So once you had to dip that out, right?
Yeah.
Of course, we had to go right into one, into another One Piece, because right after, I think right after that was the, no, no, it wasn't the Whimsical, right? No. Okay, I'm mixed up. It's been a while. Yeah. We had to take that off and wear dress pants. Yes, right. That's right. That's
okay.
Right. That's
okay. Right. And yeah, what was it like to do those quick changes? Because I remember once, don't ask me why I decided to do this, but I decided to like time one of your like quick changes, and I think you guys were back out in less than like 96 seconds or something. It was crazy. So like, what was it like to do the quick changes?
That was a fun test. You had to run through, of course, to run through. You had to run through it and go, all right, go get dressed and come back on stage and do as fast as you can. So then what has to happen, they have to lay your clothes out with in a certain pattern. You know, one person likes to put on their pants before their shirt, or you put your shirt and vest on at the same time and then pull your pants up. Some people who had a hard time changing, they'll say if it takes too long, just lift the top part down and fold the arm into your pants. So you have options.
Crazy.
Yeah.
There's a lot
going
on.
But it was fast. It was like the first thing you run up, the first thing you do, you run on stage, so you pass that line that no one can see you.
Yeah.
You're getting naked.
Wow.
You jump back in. You jump back on.
What's the wackiest thing that ever happened to you on stage, like during the Velvet Rope, whether it was you or one of your like fellow dancers?
Falling down and laughing hysterically because you're so embarrassed that you stepped on someone's foot and you're falling down. One of my wacky moments was I injured my knee. And I was trying to compete with Mike and Tice because they were really flexible. They used to hold their leg up high. And I try to be them. And I ripped my meniscus.
Oh, no.
And then went to the ground. And I finished the routine. But the funny part was I was still doing a routine as I was leaving the stage with one leg and arms are moving. And we just had a ball laughing at me. Wow. Rob is really doing the choreography, leaving the stage so he won't look horrible and he's in pain.
Oh my god. So that's when you were out for a month?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Where did that happen? Were you in the US or another country?
It was in the UK.
Okay.
And they told me I should find another profession because I tore my ACL and ripped my meniscus. So I was like, oh, and then came to LA. LA doctor laughed and said, what? And he said, well, he didn't explain to you that the MRI, their job, that machine job is to detect anything wrong in your body, even if it's a tiny hair of a tear in any muscle group or whatever. So you have a tear. Yes, you do have a tear, but it's so tiny, it's like a hangnail. And he said, you strained your ACL, but you did rip your meniscus. So, but it's not the end of the world. You can do surgery or you don't need the surgery.
Okay.
So that made me better. So
awesome. So you rested up for a month and then were able to get back out there.
Well, I still had to be on a UK tour. I still had to be accountable because I still doing my job. For the first week, I was able to stand and watch the show. So my job was to take the notes.
Okay.
Who looked messed up, who needs to do what. So they switched my position for a week. And then I started gradually doing one number, two number, three numbers. So.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. And with regards to, you know, when you guys taped the HBO special, so many of us obviously have that on DVD, the Madison Square Garden show from October of 98. Can you take us back to that day? You know, you'd already been out on tour for many months. Were you guys nervous knowing it was going to be a live show or just excited, or was it just sort of like another day at the office?
Well, it was another day in the office, but I kept pumping myself up. My words was, I'm going to be big muscle-wise, I'm going to be live on HBO, and I'm going to shock the world. That's all I kept saying. That's all I kept saying the whole entire time. Rob, are you nervous, Rob? No. Live on HBO, I'm going to be big, I'm going to shock the world. They'll be going, what is he talking about? He's kind of crazy. But I was, you know, I had to develop more muscle because, you know, me and Janet thing was, ab competition. If you can see on HBO, we always point each other abs. We used to have an ab competition, who has the better abs. And so that was one of my things. My abs are going to be better than Janet's. I'm going to be bigger. I'm going to dance because the world's going to see this freestyle, and it's going to be it's going to be worldwide. And that freestyle, because, you know, I never choreographed my freestyle. It was always off the top of my head. So I walk on stage, you never knew what I was going to do. So whatever I came up with at that time, the world's going to want to do that freestyle for the rest of their life. So.
And so what did it feel like when you came off stage after Throb? Because, I mean, everybody remembers you in the blue Adidas t-shirt with the hat and, like, again, the beautiful abs that you've got going on. How did you feel when you came off stage? Because, like, you guys, like, you and Mike ripped it at the end. And I was like, he must be exhausted.
Well, they gave me an option because, you know, I had to freestyle twice. I had to freestyle the most than anybody. And remember, we were, like, over an hour into the show. And then I had a freestyle. So that whole dance piece, when the whole dance break happens on Throb,
mm-hmm.
I'm far. They gave me the a spot far stage. Sorry, if you're facing the stage right, they say you have an option either to do the routine or get off stage and take a break and come back on. So they gave me that option. So I had to coach myself to stay on stage, and I was drained. So I'm tired, but beast mode will kick in. It was like. But it's HBO. It's HBO. You know, it's HBO. You know, that's all you can think about.
Wow.
And, you know, so that was my motivation. And motivation with everyone else, their excitement and their energy all blend together. So.
And when it came to Throb, I think we talked about this briefly the last time you were on, but was it fun for you guys as the eight dancers to sort of do what you wanted to do? Especially, like, you know, I know some people are not comfortable necessarily or maybe like doing freestyle. Like, I think Kelly has said in the past it's not her favorite thing to do, but obviously she did a great job, and I'm sure they were very supportive, like all of you, of one another.
Yeah, they was. I mean, we always offer if they need help with their freestyle or they want to add stuff to what they already have. You know, we and that's what made us so great about the group. We just supported one another. If someone got stuck, you know, with Shawnette doing her one, you know, the Nike's pose and Tina doing her kick out and stuff like that. So we was able to encourage them, don't give up, because most of us was like, you know, guys like to shine. That's just what we like to do. Sometimes the girls are like, can we just do a routine, you know? So, but they encourage them to do what you do and whatever you have, just live through that because we know you guys are not you guys don't freestyle, but this is you guys' moment to show the world that you can do stuff besides just learning choreography.
Well, you guys were all amazing. I love Throb to this day. It's my favorite, especially with the whole Adidas costumes and like the sunglasses. It's good times.
yes, good times. I love it.
Did Janet like doing the freestyle there? Because again, she had a little cutesy one for the HBO special.
Yeah, she loved it. I think she loved it because the guys, we've encouraged, go, Janet, go. Work it, girl, you know. So you can see us. That's why you can see us, because they focus on her. Because we were back there going, yeah, hit it, you know.
That's awesome. What was it like, you know, having her as a boss, if you will? Because I'm always interested to get people's take about Janet the boss / Janet the friend, because I'm sure she sort of had to play that line a little bit.
Oh, I loved her as a boss. Oh, it was like the first time I see her get someone fired, I was like, I'm scared. Because she didn't do, it wasn't like, you know, reality show, you know, like, oh my God, it's not that person. You know, she wasn't like that. She was like, you're like, uh-oh. And she says it's, you know, I'll give you an example. I was in Janet's dressing room and she was having a meeting in there. I think Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was coming in and stuff like that. And this reporter people came in, this one lady had this look at this smile and she was staring. I was like, oh, I want to leave. Janet was like, no, everyone stay. And all of a sudden, she just sat there, and they started talking to her. She goes, one minute, they go, yes, Janet. She goes, can she leave? I was like, that's nervous. That made me nervous, because the way she did it, it was like, I don't like the lighting. They'd have to go. Janet, the boss was just straight, we were like, she's the boss lady, because she'll be right next to you, smiling, loving you, and go, can you kick a little higher? You're like, yes, Janet. I can kick higher.
That's awesome. You'll have no problem busting your meniscus for Janet.
I sure would not. I'm going to kick higher. Oh, my knee. I need to catch more next time. I will.
Oh, my God. And when you guys wrapped up the tour, what was it like, Rob, coming off tour? Because, you know, I've talked to several of the other dancers, and they've all basically said the same line, where it was a bit difficult to readjust to real life, especially coming off. Because, I mean, that 98 tour, everybody and their grandmother wanted to see that tour. So many celebrities showed up, let alone her fans across the planet. So was it hard to come back to real life?
Yeah, it was. But yeah, I waited. But for me, I went right back on the road with somebody, with another artist, because I could not, that 4 months was like, what to do now? I got to do something. And I had a rush. Kept going away. And I remember when they called me up, and it's like, this is when Brandy called me up. Their camp called me up. Say, Rob, Brandy would like to do her tour. I was like, okay, I got to go. I couldn't grasp because, yeah, I don't know if you know this part, but during this tour, my mom passed away.
No, didn't know that.
Yeah, 1990, my mom passed away. And I was a lot of people's strength because they was like, man, I don't know, how are you still doing this tour and your mom just passed away? I said, well, mom always told me, no matter what happens to me, son, finish what you're doing, and then I'm sure you will take care of what you have to take care of later. And that's what happened. Towards the end of the tour, I started to see a grieving counseling that a lot of people should do, you know, when mm-hmm. you do a grieving, is to see a grieving counselor. And that's what helped me stabilize my feeling, because it was really, really tough and really hard for me. Especially, you know, like the end of the tour, you're like, that's all I want to do, you know. I don't want to do nothing else. Mom, Brandy wants to tour. Okay, I'm going to do that, you know, because I had to stay on stage for right now because I wasn't ready to face that. So for me, the reality part was really hard.
Wow.
Really tough, yeah.
Well, our condolences. I know that's way late, but that's an incredible journey, I guess I would say, to have to go through that. And how was the team? Obviously, I'm sure Janet and them were very supportive of you.
Oh, right. I mean, you know, I called. It was just one of those rare moments where I sat there and I saw it coming. It's kind of weird to say that, but you're sitting there and it was like the same bed, the same phone. Okay, I went in the room going, that doesn't look right because I seen this already. Why did you? And I lay down and the phone rang and I got that call. And thank goodness, Seanette, Tina, and Janet was still up. And I called them and told them. They'll say, oh my God, Rob, mom just died. And they say, come to our room right now. So we all went to Clamden, Janet's room. And they just let me let it out.
Wow.
They just let me said, just let them be here. And they'll say, Rob, do you want to go home? And I said, no, no. And the very next day, I'm on stage. They was like, they looked at me like, is he serious?
Wow.
He is serious. And I lived. And ever since that moment, I left the stage, like, you know, so my mom's eyes, I would cry. I would dance and cry, dance and cry. And so he's dancing full out and crying. Like, he's working, but he's also dealing with his emotion at the same time.
That you're like those football players that you see whose parents or whatever passes away, and then they got to go play a game on Sunday.
And that's me.
That's crazy. Wow, that's a lot of resolve, Rob. That's amazing. Yeah. When it came to you know, the Brandy tour and all that stuff, like, did you plan to then continue to dance for years and years to come? Like, was that the goal, or were you just taking it one project at a time?
I think I was just taking one project at a time, because I right after Brandy, you know, even though Brandy will thank me every time we do the show, I don't know why. Cause, you know, she would introduce the dancing. So I don't know why he's on my tour, but Thank you, Rob Vincent, for dancing. You just danced on Dance with Janet Jackson. You're like, why are you doing an interview with me live on stage? Because you're amazing.
She's so cute.
And, and the same thing was on and on and on and on with all the people I worked with. It was the same thing. Just like, I just wanted to stay on stage. I didn't want to slow down until I did Destiny's Child's tour. After that, I was done. I was like, I'm tired. I've got to... I always dreamt of having a family. And, you know, when you're on tour, you're a touch out of reality. So I used to hang out with, I've been with Janet's tour too. A lot of people don't know this. But I used to hang out with the fans and the audience all the time, but act normal. And remember Destiny's tour, Beyonce would ask the dancers, like, what did Rob do before the show? Because the only time we've seen Rob is when it's time to do the show. They said, we don't know. We try to look for him too. We don't know what he does. One of the dancers, they finally went out and trying to hunt for me. They didn't know what I did. They thought I went to the mall. They thought I went back to the hotel. So one dancer finally went out on the audience and walked around. He was like, I just went walked around. And here I am sitting at a table with a family that only know me eating hot dogs with them. And he comes around. He goes, Rob. I said, yeah. And he goes, what are you doing? What do you mean? He said, you know these people? I said, no. But you're eating food with them. I was like, yeah. It was like, I said, shh, they don't know who I am. So just be quiet. And I did the same thing in the outdoor concert. He was still in the grass with families and laughing. we used to, they'd share their food with me. We used to sit there and laugh. And I'd say, I'll be right back. Get back later after the concert. Okay, you guys have fun. Okay, bye. I go on stage. They come to me after the concert going, well, I didn't tell you one of the dancers because you guys would have treated me so differently. So one of the dancers finally found me and told Beyonce, Rob's with the audience all the time. Really? He goes, he sits way in the back. He hangs with people way in the back in the grassy area, and he lounges in the grass with him with his blanket, with a towel or whatever, and just laugh and giggle with him and watch the shows.
That's so awesome. I'm sure you made so many people happy. That's crazy. Like, just in general, even if they didn't know who you were, that's fantastic. And I'm glad you brought up the fans because, again, I think we may have briefly touched on this, but Janet fans, they're of different breed, are they not?
Oh, they are. They are a completely different breed. Even after all these years, you're like, you know, I still feel like I'm in 98 with the fans. You know, like, they will remember everything. And they will guarantee that you will remember them, and you will remember. I do remember the fans. I was really close to one guy, and one of the guys, and I, because we were doing the Jan Fam, reconnected with somebody else, and told me that the guy who I had to talk to all the time had moved on, passed away, and I was like, wow, and I had no idea. And, but she told me to, like, his parents told her to tell everybody, you know, especially Rob, if he ever find Rob, because that's who Rob, him and Rob talked all the time.
And with the recent Janet event that you did, the Jan Fam event in August, what was it like sort of being there and part of the festivities again with so many other former Janet dancers? Like, it must have been like this big family, and then sort of having an extended family show up who were the fans who wanted to learn the choreography.
Yeah, it was very. It was pretty much a Jan reunion slash dance meeting other Janet choreographies and dancers, because, you know, the only time we saw each other or didn't see each other is when we saw them on stage or they saw us on stage. So, and it was really good to sit around with everybody, especially like with Anthony Thomas and Terry Bixler.
What do you think Janet would think of the event and the fact that, you know, so many of her fans like treat you guys just like they would treat her?
Oh, she probably would love it. She probably would love it. I think she loved it. I think she's like, it's amazing that these people are coming together and enjoying the company of the fans just as much as I do, you know?
When was the last time you spoke to Janet? Has it been years and years?
It's been years. Last time I didn't speak to Janet. Last time I ran into Janet was at the amphitheater. And she was doing her number one tour or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting in the audience. And I remember Gil saw me. And Gil was doing a routine. He got excited, but he had to, you know, he still had to be a performer. And he went backstage. And I believe he probably told Janet. And I'm not sure I wasn't sure Jan knew. You know, once again, Jan has that performance pace. You won't know what she's thinking or doing. You're like, what is he doing? And at the end of the concert, she goes, thank you, everyone, for coming to concert, and da-da-da. And then she goes, Wiser! And I was like, ah! You know, like, spot, like, look at a goofball face. You know, so that's the last time I saw her.
What message would you have for her now, especially because, you know, apparently we've got baby number one coming soon?
Baby number one, well, you know, I love my daughter, too. If she has a girl, love the girl. But what I would like to say to Janet in that sense is, I don't know, just a big giant hug, and I will say, thank you for being my Eskimo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, what are you up to these days? Where can fans, you know, find you and make sure they keep up with what you're doing?
I'm bounce all around. I do a lot of encouraging to other people who try to produce shows and stuff like that. I also teach Zumba Tony. So if you want to find me in my class, you can go to Zumba.com and look up Rob Vinson to find a class near you, or just travel to come check out my class. Pretty much group fitness. I'm into fitness. You can follow me on my social media network and check out what I do here and there. I really don't do that many live performances. It's been a while.
Well, we're happy to get you back out there, and I hope you keep doing more Jan Fam events.
Yes, I love doing Jan Fam.
That's awesome. Well, I send you a big hug, and I want to thank you so much for doing this, Rob. You've been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me.
That is dancer Rob Vincent. Again, make sure to follow him on his Instagram account at Rob with 5 R's, OB2.
Listen anytime, anyplace. KellyAlexanderShow.com.
Yeah.
the Kelly Alexander Show. Like us on Facebook, Kelly Alexander Show.
Miss Janet.
The Kelly Alexander Show. Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
As always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week, and thank you going out to my guest, the phenomenal Rob Vinson. Here is your thought-provoking quote of the week, this time coming from Mahatma Gandhi. Nobody can hurt me without my permission. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can jump onto our website, KellyAlexanderShow.com, and grab all the links. And of course, please check out our YouTube channel for all of our interviews, youtube.com/KellyAlexanderShow. Have an amazing week. You and I'll chat soon.